Simple orders, Hal. Find the enemy and kill him.
Attack us. No casualties. They're running hide in the mountains. So naturally, we chase them, of course. They smell like an ambush to you.
They get close enough to kill us, we'll be close enough to kill them.
Round trip by chopper, 30 minutes. That means the first 60 men on the ground will be there a half hour alone. Son of a bitch. Think maybe you ought to get yourself that M16.
Time comes I need one, sir. There'll be plenty of them lying on the ground.
Everybody, welcome back. All four of us are here. Holy,
what the fuck? How did this happen?
The four.
It only took
the four horsemen of the podcast ellipse. It,
boom. We're off to a swimming start here.
It only took 45 minutes to get everybody together.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I mean that's. I mean, you know, as opposed to 45 months.
Months. Right.
All right, everybody. Captain said be here at 7, so be here at 6. And Staff Sergeant said be here at 6, so be here at 5. And
yeah, exactly.
Sergeant said be here at 5, so be here at 4. And we're not moving out. And we're not moving out until 1300.
The accountability formation before the formation for the formation. Uh-huh.
Exactly. Right.
Make sure everyone's there.
We have to be in place 0300 for a 0430 weapons draw, for Chow at 06 for a movement at 09.
Right. Well, we haven't talked to Ben in a year and a half. How you been doing, Ben?
Oh, I've been great. It has been a year and a half. Feels like it.
It has been a year and a half.
Really?
It's been, well, actually, yeah.
Well, no, well,
my last text to you before this
months.
Morning was last June.
Yeah. Okay. 9 months.
Which is, we're such good friends. This is how often we talk to each other.
I mean, Ben and I even had a chance to meet in person, and we didn't.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Ben's the one that always gets around and meets people, because Ben's come through Boise and hung out with me. He's met up with Noam. He almost hung out with Frank.
Yeah, Frank was close. I think didn't you come through Texas or something when I was down there?
I think. You just missed him in Colorado, right?
Well, we just missed in Colorado.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No, I was down in Texas last month.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I was in Texas last summer. I can remember.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I was going down there, but I wasn't going near where you were. I was going down to Houston.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I know.
Houston.
No, but yeah, last month I went to San Antonio, so.
Oh, woo, San Antonio.
I've been there. Mm-hmm. I had sex there.
Oh.
Who was he?
Well done. I think I might have, too. Let me think about it.
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
Codes in different area codes.
Well done, sir.
Yeah.
So, what's going
other than
on?
That, yeah, what you been up to, man?
Still
doing your contractor job there?
Yeah, still doing that. So that's been getting me around a little bit. But I've been back here in Washington for a while, and probably be here for the next good couple of years, actually. So
wow.
A little bit more stable. Yeah.
Oh, so you mean you'll actually have time to go to Best Buy and get a new computer at some point?
Yeah, at some point. Hey, that's where I bought this piece of shit. So.
Yeah, maybe you should try, like, I don't know, Circuit City next time.
Well, that'd be fine if they hadn't been closed for 20 years.
A Radio Shack.
A Radio Shack. Build it from the ground up.
The communication.
Yeah, get that, get that, get that Tandy 8000 or whatever the hell it is. Tandy.
The Lappy, the Lappy 500.
The dot matrix printer.
Yeah, get that, get that little, get that little kit and just do it like Morse code.
Just that with a, yeah, with a book of like Linux 101.
Not even Linux, like basic. 10 print.
Skype punch card.
Right.
C:/podcast.
.exe. So like last week, I guess we
C:/win. Okay, I'm in, guys. Mm-hmm. We can.
Last week we spent the entire show crying about Trump, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can we laugh optimistic this week? Yeah. Let's laugh today, guys. Yeah. It's Sunday. Hey, and Ben's here.
Have any of you seen Civil War yet?
No, yes. It's on my yes. to-do list. Yes. I couldn't go last weekend because I was in Utah being patriotic as fuck.
Oh, fuck. I fucking loved it, dude.
Yeah.
I have not, but I did finally watch Deadpool, so.
Oh, man. I was going to ask about that, too. I really want to get that on Blu-ray. It's so good. There's, you know, Honest Trailers? Have you ever seen those?
Oh, yeah.
It's a panel. So they did a Deadpool one, and he's in it.
Yeah, we just watched that last night. Yeah,
Ryan Reynolds. It's fucking hysterical. Yeah, they actually got him, and he's like, "You're in your Honest Trailer." That's so meta.
Yeah, I watched. Supposedly, there's a new Doctor Strange trailer out, but I haven't seen it yet.
Really? Is there?
Yeah.
Let me investigate this because I'm usually on top of this shit.
Oh, I knew it already.
Or are you talking about like the first one?
The first one. I haven't seen any.
Okay. Yeah, the first one is it's like a teaser trailer or whatever. It looks kind of like it has like a sort of Inception-y vibe.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of like weird mind-bendy stuff in it.
Yeah.
It's also coming out right around the election, and since I have nothing to do that day, I think I'm going to go see Doctor Strange.
Since I don't plan on casting my ballot.
Yes, I that's what I wrote on Facebook like after I think after the whatever primary it was, I wrote like, so my schedule for November 7th is cleared up.
No, actually,
the best part of that is that's $5 Tuesday at the movie theaters.
Oh, no.
It is.
No.
Maybe, I think I'm going to end up going.
I over country. I don't know. Here in the fucking.
Oh, yeah. No, here in America. Here in America, it's a little different.
You're in America.
No, the funny thing is on Radio FUBAR, I finally said, screw it. I'm running for president as a write-in candidate.
Oh, nice.
I looked at the requirements to get on. I can get on to something like 43 state ballots by basically just sending in a piece of paper saying I want to be a write-in candidate. Some of them,
that's hilarious.
Some of them you have to get like delegates ahead of time.
Sure. You got to like gather signatures.
No, there's only one state where you got to gather signatures.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The rest of them, it's like, okay, I need one person from this district, one person from this district, and one person from this district to be my delegates in case I win.
Huh.
And that's it.
How about that?
So I said, screw it.
Best of luck to you, sir.
So I said, screw it. I'm running for president, so I'm going to need a bunch of volunteers to be delegates, all right? So. It couldn't be any worse.
What happens if you actually win, though? And then
that would be, well, I have to nominate a vice president, too,
yes,
to fill out this paperwork. So the only person I could think of was Ben. So, Ben, you're going to be vice president.
I want no part of this.
You know what, Frank? Sup?
No. I don't think you're old enough. Are you, Neil?
I think I'm just old enough. I'm 35 right now.
Okay, yeah, you are old enough, just barely.
Yeah, 35, right?
All right, yeah, barely. Okay.
Looking youngest and most F-bomb dropping VP in the history of the country.
Nice.
Kind of has a ring to it.
I didn't think I was eligible.
Fuck a lot.
I didn't think I was eligible, and now I'm questioning that because I think my situation is like Ted Cruz's.
Well, LOL, nothing matters anymore. So,
well, yeah, no, I just meant in general because, like, I might as well just
go for it.
Yeah, I had the impression that I wasn't eligible to be president because I wasn't born here, but. I guess if
well, have you lived here for at least 14 years?
Not yet, but then, I'm also not 35 yet, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. I was going to say that's part of it, too. You have to be native born and have lived in the United States for at least 14 years.
Well, I mean, I'm well on my way to that. I've been in the States now for almost 10 years.
Okay. So next time.
getting there. Awesome.
In four years when I want to replace Neil. You know,
2020 presidential.
Oh, how great with it. So Frank runs for re-election after his first term and then just decides, you know what, Neil, this isn't working out. I need a new running mate for 2020.
Different running mate.
Love it.
Well, that's okay, because by 2020 I'll be looking to lift in the Tokyo Olympics. So,
well, you know,
Tokyo 2020. I'm totally going there, by the way. Like, I'm studying now, like my Japanese studies are progressing, like, in a sort of serious way. Like, I'm taking classes and shit.
Well, Neil, you'd have plenty of time to work out, because the vice president, you have about as much responsibility as you had in the army. None whatsoever.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. It's like, it's all ceremonial shit. And I'm the opposite of Sarah Palin. That's all I want. Like, send me to funerals and like dinners and shit. And then in the meantime, I'll be like,
we can hang out.
Guys, I got heavy snatches tonight. So we get this over with. I got to go train.
And we can totally hang out. Like, I live like 5 minutes from the VP's residence. So.
All right. Wow. Well, you're Secretary of State, dude. So.
Awesome. But yeah, Deadpool.
Oh my god, the Israeli conspiracy theories would be amazing.
Israel firster, man.
Oh, they're in the pocket of the Israelis. That's why the Secretary of State is dipping my neck beard.
Speaking of which, I probably would have to relinquish my Israeli citizenship if I wanted to be a VP.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Not after we call for a constitutional convention.
Ah, nice.
We change all this shit. So we just set this shit up where we just rotate through who's going to be president.
Yeah, why not?
It's like, you know, it's like that joke in Demolition Man. Where
thinking that. That's the one.
Schwarzenegger was president because they amended the Constitution.
The 41st Amendment or some shit that.
And now that movie came out way before he was in politics.
Right.
And so the joke became less absurd as time went by. Then he was fucking governor, and it was like, because I remember when that
life
came
imitates
out, it was like ha 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 ha, Schwarzenegger politics. Ha.
Yeah.
What a crazy, crazy idea.
Well, it's the same joke from Back to the Future. Yeah, really? You're from 1985. Who's the president? Ronald Reagan. The actor.
The actor?
Yeah, who's vice president?
And then the Cubs win the World Series or whatever. The Cubs lost National League Championship Series in 2015. They almost made it to the World Series.
Right.
The year that it was Back to the Future. Yeah. I don't want to talk about that.
No.
Back to the Future? It's not that bad. It still holds up. See, the joke is because Ben...
Well, what are they now, Ben? What are they now, Ben? 26 and 8?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know we dropped that doubleheader the other day.
Shit-heeled junk ball thrower Jake Arrieta.
Oh, right.
Well, he pitches today.
Doesn't he? 21st. I thought he pitched...
Did he pitch the first game?
Maybe they posted that yesterday because he's pitching today, but like, what are they, like 21 wins in a row with Arrieta pitching?
Something like that, yeah. All the way back into the middle of last year. 23, yeah. I believe, actually.
Yeah, he's got...
I knew it was something like that.
What do they call it? Like, his last 25 starts, he's 21-0. Or 22-0 with a 0.87 ERA and 175 strikeouts.
And everybody was like, oh, this guy's not going to be
working. And
that's like video game numbers.
And
that's seriously on easy mode.
And two no hitters.
Two no hitters
in that mix.
Yeah. I still think
the no hitters.
Did you see that? Hey, Frank. Frank, do you see that Onion article where they said Cubs fans cautiously optimistic after Arrieta throws his eighth no-hitter?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. And you should have seen it. You should have seen
like, having the best run.
You should have seen the papers.
Years, though.
Yeah, you should have seen the papers around here yesterday when the Cubs lost both games in that doubleheader, even though the second one was what, like 1-0?
You know? 2-1, I think.
Oh, the boo birds were out. oh no, what are we gonna do? They lost. This is the first time all year they've lost two in a row. What are we gonna do? It's over.
It's over.
We're gonna remember this is baseball and there's still 8 months to go.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, we're still used to being like opening weekend and already going, well, there's always next year.
Yeah. They lost game one. Oh, no, it's over.
And here's the first pitch of the season, and it's gone. Well, folks, there's always next year.
Yeah. They're 8.5 games up over both the Pirates and St. Louis. Oh no, what are we going to do? You know,
like the Indians fans in Major League 2. It's just like,
too high.
No, we're done. They can't, these guys can't hit for shit. They can't pitch. We're done.
Too high.
Game over. How are you? It's the trajectory. It was too high.
It was too high. They're 9 games over both the Pirates and the Cardinals. Wow. They're 27-8. I'm sorry, everybody. I had it wrong.
Nice.
8-2 over the last 10. They have a 13-3 away record.
They're going to get to the point by the All-Star break where they don't even have to play 500 baseball.
Yeah.
Look, and they'll win the division.
They're 19. Hold on. They're 19 games over 500 right now. They could play 500 baseball for the rest of the year and have 100 wins.
Oh, my God.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
Don't jinx it. Damn it.
Is that good?
enough juju for now. Fucked up their next 10 years with all this optimism.
Of course, like I said, what I said 2 weeks ago, of course, you know the Cubs' luck. Look at what happened last year. 97 wins and we came in third in our own division.
Oh, I know.
Only the Cubs.
Yeah, I mean that's just unfair.
Yeah, that was sort of a freak occurrence.
You win 97 games and you finish third. That's just unheard of
in your own division, let alone.
Yeah, that's just not even. Yeah, if you finish third in your division.
I mean, 97 wins. You finish third. You finish third in the league. Okay, I get that, but come on.
Who else is in the NL Central? The Cardinals,
the Pirates, the Brewers, and the Reds.
Oh, okay.
The Brewers and the Reds are pretty much the whipping boys.
Sure.
Yeah.
The Reds are 14-22. The Brewers are 15-22.
How are the Cards doing right now?
The Cardinals are 19-18.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the Pirates are 18-17. The Cubs are 27-8.
Jesus.
Wow. Holy, they have the best record right now?
It's the best record in the National League, yeah.
Oh, who's got a better record in the American League?
Well, let me look.
Well, I got it.
I believe it's
funny. I listen to this podcast, and every time they have this running joke, and every time there's something that you can Google, they'll go like, "Well, too bad. There's no way to find that out." You know, like who was in that movie with that person? Is like, ah, if only there was some way to.
The best winning percentage right now in the American League is 0.67 or 0.12,
I think
23-12. The Orioles, yeah,
the Orioles,
yeah. Orioles. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. The White Sox are 24-13.
Like, so that's
right, I mean, that's behind them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, even our crummy little Mariners are actually up there.
Yeah, 21-15 for the Mariners.
Yeah. And the Cubs are
Rangers.
0.771.
7-8. That's ridiculous.
Before the doubleheader, they're at 0.800.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Did you imagine going the whole year at anything over 0.7 is just holy crap.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, it's mid-May, and the Cubs are 9 games up.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't the record? I know the Mariners, they tied it, right, with 116 wins? Is that the record?
Something like that.
I would look it up on my computer, but I can't even get a page to load.
So. Oh, no, I think it's the... that's because that includes the playoffs.
Oh, you mean the like best regular?
The 98 Yankees were up there.
Yeah, they went 114 and 48.
Well, the 06 Cubs went 116-36.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yep.
Wait.
Oh, the 2001 Seattle Mariners went
1906.
I was like, no, 2006 was 10 years ago, and I know for a fact the Cubs didn't.
In fact, it looks like the best ever regular season. record. Yeah, it's tied. It's the Cubs, the 1906 Cubs.
Right,
and the 2001 Mariners.
Right, but the 06 Cubs played 10 less games.
Yeah, they were still playing 100. They had 10 fewer losses though.
Exactly.
So like it's not they had oh, so okay. it, in fact their record is quite a bit better because they got 116 wins on 10 fewer games.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous,
if you include the playoffs, the 98 Yankees won 125 games. Oh, and sure. The World Series.
So. Yes. But also like 1906 baseball, like anything that you can put like Charlie Chaplin music to, whatever, is that doesn't count in my book.
when it's in real time, but they look like they're running super fast. Like the legs don't move.
When the highlight reel, when the highlight reel doesn't even have audio, it doesn't count.
Yes, that's right. Scott, if you can put it to Scott Joplin music, it doesn't count.
Right. I'll put it this way right now. The 2001 Mariners with a record of 116-46 was a winning percentage of 0.716. Yeah. Right now, we're at 0.776.
Yeah.
So if you space that out, you're probably talking 122, 123 wins if they keep up this pace.
The pace. Well, it gets pretty rough. It gets pretty rough to keep up that pace when it's like month five.
Yeah. Start right, dragging into the season.
Down. Yeah.
You're just sitting there going,
the playoffs? Everybody else's bodies are breaking down too. So
sure, that's true.
Of course, the question is Arrieta going to be able to keep throwing sub one ERA baseball all year?
Well, I mean, he got to figure at some point he has a couple of bad games and gives up like seven runs by the fifth inning and he's out of the game. And but that's he's going to have so much of a curve like to get ahead of that. I don't even think that's going to.
The bad thing about starters like that is you can't just rest him forever. You can't go like, okay, we're up, so we'll give him, you know, 14 days rest, because they're such habitual creatures. If you fuck up their routine, it like messes them up. Like if you're you have to keep pitching like every 5 days.
You can skip a start here and there, or maybe bump him and kind of, you know, if you get a day off or something, or, you know, you readjust your rotation. But
it's not like your quarterback. You can't go like, three games without, you know, Brady or whatever. We'll sit him for the next three weeks.
All right, Arrieta, you're taking September off. Get ready for October. Like, you can't do that in baseball. He comes out in October and he just has no idea what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how their 40-man roster will look, though. I don't know how their fucking... They're minor
prospects.
And they have to be pretty good. That's how they built this team.
Well, that's part of the problem, though, is that a lot of their prospects are now playing on the team.
No, they're already up there. Yeah.
And plus, with Schwarber going down in Game 3,
Schwarber.
But they have a big budget, right? They're probably going to trade a lot.
They're
doing well.
That's the problem right now, is we don't really have a whole lot to trade. Yeah. We don't really want to get rid of too many people on the team right now.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but look how good. But
like, you can.
We already got. We already.
But you can trade for like draft picks,
right? I mean, the Cubs already got rid of the biggest suck on the field when they got rid of
Sosa.
No, just this offseason, the shortstop.
Castro,
yeah.
Right.
The Starling. Error machine.
Wow. He's actually been pretty good for the Yankees this year.
Well, that tends to happen when the Cubs trade away players, is they get better.
I think at this point I could do good on the Yankees.
Right. But the Yankees kind of suck.
Yes, let's talk about the Cubs, okay?
Exactly. Let's move on from that.
Let's not worry about what the Yankees are doing, guys. We're talking about the Cubs right now.
Exactly. Wow, the sound quality sucks.
Oh, something just happened or whatever. Well, I can't believe we're still talking about baseball, by the way.
20 minutes in.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about Deadpool.
We said we wanted to be happy, so we're just... we're avoiding all serious discussions so far.
Well, thus far,
and
only...
the Yankees.
Right, well, thus far, only one person has seen Winter Soldier. Or not Winter Soldier. Civil
two.
War 2.
Oh, Ben saw Civil War.
Civil War.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you hadn't seen it yet, Neil. Or no, I'm not sure.
And we can
spoiler alert.
Well, we can not sort of non-spoiler. Although I got to say, like, it's the one thing, like, I remember when I saw Winter Soldier, I spoke about this on this very podcast, about how it was one of my favorite, like, sort of veteran-oriented movies that wasn't at all like a war movie, because it kind of forewent that whole like PTSD bullshit thing.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, have you seen season 2 of Daredevil?
Yes.
No.
Okay, because I got really annoyed. I read an article about it because the Punisher's in it.
Okay, I take that back. I've seen it.
It's fucking amazing.
I've seen it up to the point where Punisher got arrested.
Okay, because there's a I won't spoil it. I mean, there's one sentence in it, but there's a I read an article that really pissed me off about it because it was like, yeah, Punisher shows the horrors of PTSD or whatever. And I was like, you know, this show took great effort to specifically tell you this wasn't a PTSD issue. He even like exactly. yells it out. He's like, no, I'm not going to, cause they're like, your best defense is to claim PTSD. Oh, right. And he was like, okay, let's do that. And then they go, he's on the stand and he's like, nope. I don't nope. have PTSD. It's I not, do not.
No, it's not PTSD.
I'm killing these people.
And I loved
it. I don't I have like, PTSD. I have PTFO.
Yeah. And he also, and he did it because he was like, I don't want to minimize. I thought that was such a great, scene. Mm-hmm. Cause he was like, I don't want to like minimize like people who have legit PTSD. I'm just insane. Like, I'm an insane
right.
murderer.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to like hide behind PTSD because what about the people who actually have PTSD actually have or whatever? It. And then right. of course the think pisosphere was like, oh, this is such a powerful message about soldiers and we got to get our people back from Afghanistan. It's like, oh, yeah. shut up.
I'm glad I don't. I'm glad I don't pay attention to that stuff anymore.
I it washes over me, unfortunately. Right. You know, I don't. You know, the mountain comes to Muhammad as
yeah, right.
It's funny. I actually opened an alternate account, and I always contemplate like just switching to it and never looking back,
never returning.
Yeah, it's no. It has no. Like, I don't follow anybody that has any politics in it. It's just like,
it'd be like,
it's like
it'd be
Japanese like, cartoons and shit. It'd
be like Bruce Banner with your backpack on walking off in the sunset.
Exactly.
Play that sad walking away music from The Incredible Hulk.
Or I guess it was David Banner, wasn't it, in the TV show?
Yeah. I think so. It's like how the Around the World in 80 Days cartoon changed the guy's name to Willy Fogg because I guess Phineas Fogg wasn't a very child friendly name.
Phineas. Yeah, but now Phineas is a cartoon, so.
Rogue One trailer. I'm kind of interested to see how that works.
No, another woman's leading the thing, man.
Oh, God, yeah, I didn't see that.
I so don't. God,
people. There's some ridiculous fan theories about that, too. Like, oh, she's Rey's grandmother.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It's, go fuck yourself.
I love how the fans try to tie everyone into everyone else.
Well, like, I'd
even seen someone say, "Oh, Finn is Lando's son," and
yeah,
like guys,
there's only one black family in the entire galaxy.
This isn't Game of Thrones. Everyone's well, not related that to might, everyone else hold on, in that, Star Wars.
That might actually be true, Noam, because. Thus far, there's been a grand total of two black people in the entire universe. So,
no, wasn't true. There a? Oh yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know. Maybe he is a son. No. Yeah.
That would have been a fun conversation, wouldn't it? No, Dad. I'm joining the stormtroopers.
I hope in the next movie, like Lando and Finn meet up, and then they just like. Spend the entire rest of the movie rolling their eyes at the white people.
No, they'll show up and they'll do their little secret black imperial handshake or whatever, you know.
The little Bespin, like... Bespin OG. you're right. I do roll my eyes because like, I really hate the whole like feminism patriarchy bullshit. But the reverse of that is. As annoying to me, the
sure.
people who are like, it's a woman, so this is gonna suck.
Look, Star Wars from the very beginning has had a reputation for women being in charge.
Strong women.
Frickin' Mon Mothma was in charge of the rebellion in
right.
the originals, and Leia
like, yeah,
doing her thing.
And also, like, who cares? Isn't it more important that it's an awesome movie? If it's an awesome movie, like, why did anybody complain that Kill Bill was like a two movie, based around like crazy female assassins or whatever who are like crazily overpowered or whatever? No, who cares? It was cool.
Yeah.
That was that.
Well, I wonder if there's the concern is like it seems like they're trying to kind of bring everything in at once to balance it out.
And well, I'm pretty sure that they are.
Right.
However,
you got the woman lead, the black character. There's the rumors that Poe plays for the other team.
Oh, I mean, there was. It's funny because
a guy can't have luxurious hair and not be gay.
There was an article that complained about Civil War shutting down all speculation that Rogers and Bucky were a gay couple.
Oh, right. Oh,
for fuck's sake.
Exactly. Gay couple.
Poe and Finn had a total bromance going on.
You mean except for the fact that Rogers totally wanted to fuck Peggy. Come on.
Right. Yes, sure, that's what I understood. But Ben, you're right. They are trying to do that. However,
can you blame them? She's kind of hot.
If it works, it works, then who cares?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like my whole thing is like, who cares what your agenda is if you do a thing that's awesome?
Exactly. Like
you know what I mean? To me, the annoying thing about agendas is when they overshadow, like they're so blatant that you're like, this stinks.
Yeah, you can't just go and shoehorn it in. It's got to, like, if it's an organic part of the story, then nobody's going to care.
For instance, the Ghostbusters remake, which feels to me way more like it was, like the initial idea was, let's make this a woman thing, as opposed to like, okay, I wrote a cool story. It happens to have women in it or whatever. Right. It seemed like that was the initial, and it doesn't look like it'll work.
And it was supposed to be a sequel, but now it's a reboot.
Yeah. You know what? I actually read someone on Reddit posted, the entire plot summary, someone who supposedly worked on it.
Okay.
And it also mentions like all of the original cast cameos that are in it and exactly what they do. That's why I thought it was real. Cause it's one of those things where it's on Reddit and you don't know if it's real or not. Some guy was like, I was part of the special effects team or whatever. And this movie stinks. And here's a really detailed breakdown of the entire plot.
Right.
Harold Ramis has he's the only one that isn't in it. He's dead. I meant, Ernie Hudson and fucking Sigourney Weaver and all those people. They have like cameos, but they're not playing
their characters.
Own characters. They're playing like other people or whatever.
Right. Why not? They could have freaking Superman 2'd him.
They completely fucked up the trailer. That was like the first thing I noticed, where it's supposed to be a reboot, but the trailer references the original movie.
Yes, well, and also called them four scientists, and they weren't
four scientists.
They weren't four scientists. There were three scientists and one regular dude.
If you look at the cartoons, he became a scientist later. He was a scientist in the video game.
Well, and also the immediate, like, oh, people hate this because they're sexists. There's also a heavily sort of supported rumor going around that the YouTube video seems to remove all of the criticism that's sort of substantive and leave up only the comments who are like, oh, women
right.
as a sort of a sympathy ploy.
Right.
Right.
People were like, I wrote a comment that was like not sexist at all and just broke down why I thought this was bad or whatever, and it got deleted. And if you go there, it's all full of like women ruin everything comments. Aren't those deleted? But like my comment that like explains why this isn't good. And you know, like there's fan edits of this trailer that are more interesting than the real trailer. Like people took the footage and like just tweaked it. And put like the original theme instead of like a weird dubstep theme or whatever. And like it all works way better. It's like, it's just really bad.
Yeah. It does not look good.
But what they're hoping for is that enough.
Like, why didn't they just make it why didn't they try to find like four really, really good, as opposed to like, let's do it four women. Why didn't they just do like, I don't know, two women, two men, maybe Melissa McCarthy, maybe bring in someone, you know, Paul Rudd or some other fucking
Kevin Hart
dude. Oh, Kevin Hart. That's not a bad idea at all.
Yeah, it is.
No, I like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, he's kind of funny.
Yeah. See, I don't
kind think of, that would have worked.
Kind of being.
I like Kevin Hart because I think he's shorter than I am, and pretty much a fan. Dude, that was the best part about being in Utah last week at the USA Weightlifting Nationals and Olympic Trials.
They're all short people.
All of those guys in like the smaller weight classes that are like 135, 145 pounds. They're all smaller than me.
They're all like 5'2".
They're like Derek Johnson broke the snatch record in the 62-kilogram weight class, which is like 135-pound body weight. And I'm like walking and talking with him on Sunday morning, and he's just like up to my shoulder, and I'm 5'6".
Wow.
And he's standing like at my shoulder, and I'm just like, I love this sport. I feel so tall. Like all the girls are like 5 foot. You're just like, I am a giant here.
That's hilarious.
It's like, and now it's like working when I lived in Okinawa. It was kind of great. I was 6 foot tall walking around Okinawa.
Yeah, I know. My Japanese teacher is like, I'm really tall in Japan. She's like 5'7", I think. And you know, now they're working on an all women reboot of Ocean's 11. The sighs are fucking priceless.
And then,
Oceans, we can't do anything because we're all in our period.
Yeah. So then what's the next? So every time they reboot, is it going to be a whole different, like, so it'll be transgenders after that?
So is there going to be a bridesmen coming out soon?
A bridesmen? No. Groomsmen? No, you don't understand. This is all, you know, you're supposed to punch up. You're not supposed to punch down. Like there was, okay, so there was a whole, recently with,
or a Kill Jill, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. I think it was the Doctor Strange trailer, because the ancient one, which is Tilda Swinton in this movie, is not an old Tibetan man. And people were like, "We're Hollywood whitewashing strikes again." And apparently the reason they didn't do that was because the Chinese were like, "You better not have anybody Tibetan in this, or you know, we're going to fucking ban your movie or whatever." Now, make in China as much as they make here. So, they were like, we can't offend the Chinese, so we can't make him Tibetan. But then fucking, you know, a bunch of fucking white people here get all offended about that.
Right.
But then so people started listing all of the comic book characters that are supposed to be ethnic and aren't. Scarlet Witch, she's supposed to be Roma, and, you know, it's Elizabeth Olsen's white girl or whatever. And you know, there's like a whole laundry list of these, including Doctor Strange, who's supposed to be some kind of whatever. So people ask, like, but then why, you know, what happens when they make somebody white black? Like, you know, for instance, Heimdall in Thor, who's Idris Elba, is like a Norse god or whatever, and they cast some black on it. I don't give a shit. Like, I love Idris Elba too.
Sure, sure.
But their response to that was, well, look, when you take a white character and you make him black or whatever, you're undermining white supremacy. When you do the opposite, you're enforcing white supremacy. So you see, it's a one-way street, Frank. You can't take something that's women-centric or black-centric and make a white or male version of it, because that means you're enforcing patriarchy and white supremacy. It only works the other way.
So like you talk about the whitewashing when they announced the cast for the Iron Fist Netflix series.
That was so weird.
Everyone freaked out that it wasn't an Asian guy, but the original character's not Asian.
No, he's black.
He's a white guy.
There was I read a think piece that pretty much literally said, the reason I'm disappointed that they didn't cast someone Asian is because now I'm going to have to feel uncomfortable liking something in which a white person knows Kung Fu. You know what I mean? Like, that's I'm gonna feel uncomfortable about the cultural appropriation in this because they cast it as.
What about David Carradine, man?
Well, and also, like, people are like,
Neo. Neo knew Kung Fu.
Yeah. Well, and also, well, he's Keanu Reeves' part Asian.
I know Kung Fu.
Whoa.
I mean, his real name is Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Boo. It's also funny to me that, like, they're talking about, it's cultural appropriation, and here's finally Black Panther in the hands of the black community. Black Panther was created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, two of the whitest people in the world. It's not, In general, yeah. Cultural appropriation is such a retarded thing. It started out, I could at least understand it when it started out. It was like, okay, look, for instance, here's Native American ceremonial garb, and it's used in important religious rituals, and it's a very cultural, it's culturally significant, and you're using it in a very secular fashion, like, oh, you're getting drunk at a Redskins game or an Indians game and wearing an Indian headdress like a fucking loon. That's sort of offensive to my culture. Like, to me, that's debatable, but at least I get it. Now it's more like you can't dreadlock your hair because that's a black person thing or whatever. You can't wear a sombrero if you're a white guy. Like, it turned into, you can't use anything from my culture if you're not part of it. And that's, first of all, it's crazy. I mean, think about jazz.
All right. Then they can't use anything from our culture, like books.
It's also
electricity.
Like I said, people never think this stuff out. Like I said, take jazz, for instance, which is a quote unquote culturally black music. Look at the most common instruments for jazz. Piano, European instrument. Saxophone, invented in fucking Belgium. Trumpet, also European instrument. Like, most jazz is played on white instruments. Okay? So it's already a cross-cultural thing. But, like, people pretend like, oh, you're stealing our culture. Right. It's like, and also the thing about the dreadlocks, like Vikings wore dreadlocks and Celts or whatever. It's not if you didn't wash your hair for fucking 6 months, it got dreadlocked. That's how it was a hygiene thing,
not a cultural thing.
That's how it was invented.
Look, people, the only way you're going to be able to get rid of racism is stop making every damn little thing about race. Feminism, same damn thing. Stop making every damn little thing about women's rights.
Oh,
when it's important, yes. You know,
that's a good segue, Frank.
But come on.
A very
before you segue, to end on Frank's point, the thing I say a lot is that being a racist used to mean that you made everything about race. Now being a racist is someone who doesn't make everything about race. Like, now if you look at something and you go like, oh, I'm not looking at this as a racial issue, you're called a racist. Whereas it used to be the exact opposite. Like, if you looked at something and you meant like, this is a race issue, they'd be like, why are you such a racist, man? Colorblind. You know, like hippies used to say, be colorblind. Now all I see is like SJWs talking about how colorblindness enforces white supremacy because you need to maintain the talk about race at the forefront of everything all the time. Otherwise, you're helping racism. That's so like ass backwards. I can't even fucking believe it.
Right.
Yeah. What are you going to segue into? Women in combat?
First, SJW. I haven't gone around to Googling it. Does that stand for something? Or?
Oh, social justice warrior.
Oh, okay. There we go.
No, there you go.
Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, he's like, something woman. No.
Oh, no. What I used to call radical progressives is now called SJW.
No, it doesn't stand for San JJ or, you know.
I thought it was single Jewish woman.
Or San, yes. Yeah. San.
Funny. Like a chap. Like,
or Sandy JJ wannabe. There you go.
SJW seeking SJM.
So the racism issue where there is no, where some people say there's race, but because they don't know what they're talking about, that recent photograph of the female black cadet.
Oh, yes. At West Point.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten a lot of discussions about people who just kept yelling about, oh, you're just racist. That's why you want them in trouble. It's like, no, they're in trouble because they're violating the UCMJ by making a political statement.
Political statement in uniform.
They were cleared.
In uniform. Right. Oh, yeah. Of course they're going to clear them. They're not going to.
Of course, then again, if you look back,
these days is going to touch anything like that. No, right. They're going to just let that shit go.
Right. Somebody, you know, if you do go and look back, they were known for subtle political statements before. I think somebody mentioned one, like the class that graduated the year before they integrated West Point. They did their picture there, and like all the guys were sitting there just holding like soccer balls and basketballs and stuff like that because they were the last class with balls.
Got it. Yeah, that's a little more subtle. I mean, it's clear the message they were conveying, but you know, it's.
But you can't go after it, or you're racist, man.
Right. Well, I mean, but just they should have went after it for the violation that it was.
I know, but if you do, it's you're not, racist, not, man.
Right.
Doesn't matter if right. you're prosecuting it because it was a violation of the regulations that they knew from day one because it's drilled into their fucking heads. No, you can't punish a man or you're racist.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, I got in a discussion on Facebook about that with some woman that was, you know, she only wanted to look at it from the race angle. And then she would even admit, like, well, I'm not really familiar with military regulations or anything, but it's clear that it's just racist that you're going against him. And as a black woman growing up, I had to, you know, play that fucking tune.
It's the same reason why a lot of guys nowadays in the military are afraid to correct a woman or a person of color, because if you do, you're automatically racist or feminine or sexist.
Yeah, misogynist, pig.
Hey, you didn't press your uniform correctly. Oh, you're only saying that because I'm black. What?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's...
And no, we're not kidding. That has happened.
Did you see those pictures floating around of that Sergeant Major that was...
Oh...
Didn't know how to read.
What the hell was that
uniform?
What the hell was that uniform?
Hair, and then she was wearing high heels in her dress uniform. But what happened when they actually came out and said that the internet she was like basically a victim of bullying because the internet was piling on her. You know, piling on the.
I don't know about all that. Like, no, the internet was piling on because you were fucked up.
You were fucked up and out of regulations, but.
You should not ever need your subordinates to correct you.
Right.
Like, to that extent.
Sergeant Major's number one job is to enforce regulations, essentially, especially uniform regulations.
Exactly.
That's where they thrive off of, yelling at you
for your hands in pockets. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and that's the... I don't know how much... Neil, are you still in the Guard?
No, I've been out for like four... Oh, shit, I've been out for like 6 years now.
I thought you were getting back in last year.
No, I've looked into it, and I just every time I really think I want to do it, something else comes up where I'm like, I really don't want to do it.
I mean, so through my job, I'm still
going to be on the corner.
Oh, who's that?
Oh, was that our guest?
I hear Godfather himself say, "You look like a bomb."
Police that rooster!
Hold on.
Yes, sir, me look like Elvises!
I've never been called an Elvis. I don't know where that came from.
Frank playing Generation Kill clips.
Yeah. Well, he said Sergeant Major, you know, they're just to enforce the uniform regulations.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yo, mustache hairs.
Y'all a bunch of cowboys starting to look like Elvises. I don't want any Elvises.
Did you see what happened to that guy, the real-life guy, that real-life Sergeant Major?
No.
Oh, he's a sex offender. They arrested him for, statutory rape or something involving minors. I have to look that up.
No, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
I don't habitually Google military statutory rape.
Well... I don't either, Frank. Well, actually, it's not statutory rape. It's basically, you know, child molestation.
I do remember when I was still in the Marines, sir, we had a sergeant major that got busted for dating the general's daughter, who was 17 at the time.
Oh, Aren't you? I mean, I there, but for the grace of God.
And it was
because I can't sit there and say, why would you throw your career away for that? But
it was like the general he worked for his daughter, even worse, you know, not.
All right.
Yeah, that's well, no. At least Brad Colbert still squared the fuck away. If you ever done any reading up on him, he did really well after. He had a pretty good career for himself.
What?
Damn. No, he did.
Who?
Brad Colbert. He was the Jesus fucking Christ. Am I the only one that actually watched Generation Kill?
Probably.
And read the book?
I watched it a million years ago and it was new.
Yeah, Colbert was the staff sergeant in that one. And he actually had a really good career after.
Is that the guy who Skarsgård played?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can never remember which Sarsgaard that was, but I confused the Sarsgaards. Have you ever seen the Saturday Night Live where one of them is on and they like he's speaking to like a group of pirates at like a he's doing like a motivational speaking thing and it's with a bunch of pirates. And they keep saying his name, Sarsgaard.
Sarsgaard. He's in the upcoming Tarzan movie, which looks abominable.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that one off my radar.
Yeah. Yawn.
Okay, so.
I think I'll just lay on the couch that day and not go see it.
I think I'll sit this one out.
I'm not feeling this one today, Coach. Send somebody else in for this one.
But he's so easy on the eyes, though, Noam.
He is. He's
that.
And he's probably in like a loincloth for most of the movie, so, you know.
Oh, I'm starting to change my mind.
He looks a little different than his brother, who's in Vikings. He plays
Skarsgård?
Yeah.
That's the guy from Thor.
No, it's the other guy's brother, Skellen's brother. Maybe that's his name, Skellen.
Is everyone named Sarsgaard over there?
No, that's his brother.
Well, but what about
related, Neil? Yes.
Well, no, Stellan Skarsgård is the guy from Thor. He's the scientist guy.
Yeah, and that's his dad.
Yes, but then there's also Peter Skarsgård or Sarsgaard.
From
He's in Blade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he's in Blade. Yeah, he's the guy from Blade, and he's in Green Lantern. He's the bad guy in Green Lantern.
I don't think
he's related to them though.
But that's Sarsgaard and not Skarsgård.
Oh, see, there's Sarsgaards and Skarsgaards.
I know.
Scandinavia's. I'm just saying it right now. Scandinavia's bullshit.
But if you compare the two, do you watch Vikings?
No.
The show. Okay. Yeah, why not?
I need to get on that because that's a cool show.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, he plays Floki. Just character. Okay, so that Sergeant Major, yeah, it was sexual abuse, molestation of a child, and sexual conduct with a minor.
Yeah,
molesting a 12-year-old girl, and I believe he did get sentenced to 10 years in prison for it.
Yeah, puts a new definition on the term dishonorable discharge.
I'm not even mad. I'm just disappointed. Oh, and you know it had to be bad for me to react that way.
Oh my God.
Between that and the podcast ellipse.
Wow. Well, I think if we bookended on those two horrible jokes,
yeah, I think all right, everybody,
it's about time to wrap it up here, folks.
All right, we'll be back in February.
Got our quota of jokes. I mean, are we gonna really wrap this up now?
I don't know. What else do we have? How do we want to get? Serious? Do we have any more?
Yeah, we're doing a kind of bass backwards. Usually we do the serious stuff at the beginning.
I know, right?
So we could talk about how the Air Force has approved their first application for a female battlefield airman.
What is it? Let me play
Lingering. Those two terms don't go together even now.
Battlefield air person.
Exactly.
Yeah, what is a battlefield airman? I don't
know. That's like your Air Force jobs that are more like real military jobs. So it's like combat rescue, air control party, combat controllers. That's battlefield airmen.
Okay.
And I think security forces falls under that for some reason.
Or how about that? Remember the one that you posted a couple of weeks ago, Ben, about the first woman to reenlist as a striker or whatever the hell it was?
No, it was armored. It was a Cav Scout.
Yeah. She reenlisted to get a school slot, y'all.
To go to the school slot. Yeah. She still has to pass. Yeah.
She hasn't done anything yet.
Of course, I just segued that to some friends of mine that are Cav Scouts, and I just said, "Oh, look, she beat you to it."
I saw a great meme on one of the military pages that said, "It was a picture of a bunch of dudes from the Navy, and said men have been identifying as women for hundreds of years."
Nice.
I thought that was pretty rough.
Yeah, actually, she's right here in Fort Lewis, actually.
Oh, well, snizz
that. And that picture of her looks, and someone had to point it out, it almost looks like she's wearing maternity ACUs. She looks a little quirkly. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I also read something about how Congress isn't letting the military decommission the A-10 until... They can prove that the F-35 isn't a piece of junk.
They pretty much said not only no, but hell the fuck no.
Yeah.
Right.
I was at the Air and Space Museum here. It has two complexes now. They opened a newer complex for the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum out in Virginia called
Var Hazy. Oh, is that what that was? Okay.
Yeah. It has like the spatial discoveries there, and they have like a Blackbird, and it's fucking amazing. Like I've been there a couple of times already, and they have an X-35 with the whole VTOL engine assembly like outside of the fuselage.
Right.
It's pretty boss. I mean, but that thing looks so fucking complicated.
Yeah, it's a pretty impressive piece of engineering. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's
the complete antithesis to take a big gun and put some wings on it and wheels.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it's this, it looks like it, you know what it looks like? It looks like something that was, it looks like the outside of the Millennium Falcon, you know, it's like pipes and little pistons. And it's this super, super elaborate piece of very delicate machinery.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, this thing has to function in battle. I mean, I'm sure it's possible, right? You know, like it's not like the F-16 or the Harrier aren't complicated pieces of machinery.
Right.
But I can totally understand why it takes a long time to, you know, to bring something like that up to snuff to the level where, you know, it's all working.
Yeah, they're not duct taping propeller blades together. And
yeah, exactly. Just bolt it on, get a wrench.
It's just that price tag. Dear God.
Yeah. I mean,
what are they saying? All said and done, once they're all produced.
$400 billion.
$1.4 trillion. Right again. $1.4 trillion for this entire program. For a fucking plane.
Yeah.
Do we need it?
And they still haven't figured out the software to run the damn thing yet.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I was saying this last week, Ben, you weren't here, about a comment that Trump made about the B-52s. Like, oh, we're still using B-52s. Like, yeah, because they're good.
They're good because
they fucking work. And we also, we upgrade them and stuff.
Yeah, they've gone through several upgrades.
Yes. It's not like the inside doesn't look like a fucking World War II B-52.
No.
And yeah, that's the same thing. Like, you know, some of this stuff has been in service for many decades just because it's still good. You know, like how long has the M16 been like a standard issue rifle? You know, there's a reason for it.
Right. Because it works.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's debatable.
Yeah. What was that? who was that? Was that the Joint Chief or something when he was talking about the service pistol? Now that we want to redo, you know, they want to dump a bunch of $100 million back into, you know, researching and developing a new fucking sidearm.
Well, no, here was the funny thing about
and,
that is,
and it what
was
did he say? He said, give me a $30 million credit card, and I'll go down to what he said. I'll go down to Cabela's and buy 30 million pistols.
Yeah. It was literally the requirements for it were initially find something off the shelf that's already around that we can use, a modular system, you know. And then the army came out with like 360 pages worth of shit that it's supposed to be. And it's right. been going on for a decade. I'm like,
because of all these new, because of all the new, you know, oh, not new, but because of all the requirements that they're supposed to allow everybody to have a fair shot at getting the contract. And so they all have to throw in their, you know, they have to experiment and test out every different possible model before they can award the contract to somebody instead of just going.
I've fired just about every god dang pistol ever created, at least in the last 30 years. I got two words for you. XD40.
Yeah. I mean, that. Yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong with that handgun. It would make
and
a fine
plus,
sidearm.
It comes with interchangeable pistol grips, so the women that can't shoot the damn thing because it's too big, they can put on the smalls. And the guys with hands like me can put on the large. It comes with that already. You don't have to buy it extra.
Right.
And it's but like, it doesn't have an external safety. Which, as we all know, will give you a heart attack and you will die.
Well, people had that problem. That's the only reason why we replaced the 1911. Oh, because it was because you got to carry it loaded with a round in the chamber and it's cocked and locked and it scares people.
Yeah, and it's also got three different safeties.
Yeah.
Like, you have to really want to shoot that handgun.
Want it to scare people.
That's the fucking point. It's supposed to kill people. It's supposed to make them stop doing bad things.
We're going to start painting our tanks bright purple now just to make the enemy feel safer.
That's right. Here's the exact quote. It's much better. It says, it's the Army Chief of Staff. It's Army Chief of Staff General. General Mark Miley has repeatedly complained about the convoluted, slow, and expensive acquisition process and cited the modular handgun system. That's what it's called. The modular handgun system program is a glaring example. Quote, we're not figuring out the next lunar landing. This is a pistol. 2 years to test at $17 million. You give me $17 million on a credit card and I'll call Cabela's tonight and I'll outfit every soldier, sailor, airman, marine with a pistol for $17 million. And I'll get a discount on a bulk buy.
Exactly. There's a reason why we have the Army Marksmanship Unit. You send a whole shit ton of guns down there. They shoot the piss out of them. Whichever one lives, that's the one you buy.
Right.
Believe me, those guys shoot a lot. That's all they do is shoot.
Yep.
I've been there. I've shot with those guys. Literally, they have an armory full of stuff. They have, you know, their own dedicated armorers. You send that stuff down there, they will break it.
Right.
Come on.
And it talks about how all the services have already kind of, they've all kind of gone on to their own pistols anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like I said, really, the XD40, it's a nice compromise between the 40 and the 9mm and the 45. And it's modular, as in you can set it up to fit whoever's shooting the damn thing. Yeah, so it doesn't have a, you know, oh, we can't.
iPod legs on it and flashlights and knives. And
right. It's a pistol.
And scopes.
Literally the least effective weapon we use on the battlefield.
Yeah.
If you ever got to the point on the battlefield that you were shooting your pistol, you're pretty much fucked anyway. They're close. They're really close if you're shooting your pistol.
Well, we like to spend our money.
Yeah.
God, do we ever. So stupid.
And wonder where it goes.
Some congressman's getting some, you know. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, there's a lot of
It goes to development and sharp briefings.
True.
Anyway.
Integration.
You guys want to end it?
Boy. See, yeah, see, we got serious and everything just dipped.
I know, right? Ground to a halt. Actually, there's one thing I wanted to plug.
No, I'll go ahead.
Aside from my own podcast, which is called the Neon Cast. And you can find it at Neoncast on Twitter, but that's not what I was talking about. Why talk about my podcast, the Neoncast, at Neoncast on Twitter? It's not
See, that's the reason he can't do our show anymore, because he's too busy doing his own.
I was actually going to plug a veteran-owned business that I have recently tried and really enjoyed.
Ooh.
It's an outfit called the Veterans Coffee Company, and you can find them at veteranscoffeecompany.com. And it's veteran owned and operated.
It better have something called a coffee of death.
Yes, they sell really, really fucking good coffee. Like, a friend of mine got me some and it was the shit.
Veterans Coffee?
Veteranscoffeecompany.com.
Are like slowly but surely taking over the coffee industry. That's like at least five now that I know about.
Yeah. There's like, what, Black Rifle's
There's like
one?
Black Rifle Coffee, Death Wish Coffee, and.
Oh, Death Wish Coffee is also a veteran thing?
I think so.
Okay.
I think they are. And then there's another this one. Place there's is, like Ranger Coffee and
it's non-expensive. It's sort of it's comparable. Like I go to the supermarket, I buy a pound of fucking Dunkin' Donuts coffee, costs the same as this pretty much.
Yeah.
And this is all like fancy ass stuff from like Brazil and the Dominican Republic, and they have some like I don't like flavored coffee, but somebody got me some bourbon flavored coffee from this place and it was so good. Yeah. So yeah, Veterans Coffee Company.
They do mail up, so they do shipping.
I'm pulling up right now. They ship all around.
I'm intrigued by this bourbon flavored coffee idea.
It's really fucking good. Like what I really want to try is I want to put like a half shot of bourbon in it. It really has that. It really feels it has like really bourbony aftertaste, but not in an obnoxious way. It's just I really liked it. I would love to try that. A couple of different ones and good shit.
Okay.
VeteransCoffeeCompany.com.
I got their website open right now. My web browser's working again.
Oh, nice.
Yay!
It probably did the same thing my backup computer was doing. It was downloading like crap tons of... I'm not paying that much for coffee.
It's not expensive. What are you talking about?
That's for 1 pound of coffee.
You're talking... What are you looking at? Are you looking at the premium stuff or are you looking at the regular stuff? Like $8 for a pound of coffee? That's not expensive.
I pay $8 for 5 pounds of coffee.
What kind of fucking coffee do you buy?
Freaking Kirkland.
Like I said, I go to the supermarket here. I buy a pound of like
Walmart brand.
It's a burlap sack that just says coffee.
Yeah.
No
fucking Juan bring this fucking Juan. Fucking Juan hand delivers it on his fucking burrow every week.
He goes down to Johnson's. He goes down to the Johnson's General Store.
Yeah,
for victuals.
Oh shit!
He gets his burlap sacks. That's a coffee and sugar,
and yeah, and rice.
No, that's actually not too bad. But
There's the cost comparison between Washington D.C. and.
Well, this place is out of Florida.
Right.
Whew.
I know, but it was.
Noah's if you pay as much as I do on for coffee.
Right. That's what I was trying to say. That Noah's reference to what, you know, $8 is worth for coffee versus, you know, us way out here in the sticks.
Right. But see, I just drink regular Folgers. Or whatever, you know. Get the fuck.
Like I said, I don't buy fancy shit. Like I don't think Dunkin' Donuts brand coffee is exactly fancy.
No.
Okay, I'm in. They have a flavor called Jamaica Me Crazy.
Nice.
So that's right up my alley. I think I might have to.
All my products have punny names. That's I only buy stuff with punny names.
That sounds inconvenient. Really. More than any of it. I could just imagine you out eating somewhere, going, you know, I really want to order this, but can you just rename it? Like, can you give it a funny name real quick? Like
a silly name. Yes.
Like you would just go into a place like Bob's Burgers because the burger of the week would always be a pun.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there you go.
I would love it.
Such a great show.
All right, guys. I think that's it for this week.
Yeah.
Just keeps going to Denny's and ordering moons over Miami.
A Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity, or whatever.
Speaking of breakfast, I gotta go eat breakfast.
Yeah, it's almost lunchtime. It's almost lunchtime here in the great state of Idaho.
Yeah.
Same here. And I'm feeling it.
The not so great District of Columbia.
Sorry. I'm sorry you have to live there.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, you see, the bad thing about, you know, District of Columbia is everything's only open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It's the only time anybody works around here.
Yes, I like the other three of us wake up and it's like, good morning, America. How are you? And then Noam just wakes up and is like, ugh. I'm in the district again. Washington, D.C. I can't believe I'm still in Washington, D.C.
Yes, exactly. Dance around naked and break a mirror.
Hey, at least your vote doesn't count.
That is true. I know people are already
taxation without representation.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you chose to live there.
I know.
In fact, I'll be out that way in September.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Nice. I'm
doing another one of those stupid runs that I do.
You could have a rendezvous.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Yeah, thanks like for listening. We're just. I don't know. Thanks for listening. We'll be back whenever.
It's a good thing we got all four of us. How about that?
Right? Second time back and we get L4? That's not bad.
Nice.
We're going to be the 2016 Cubs of podcasting now. Ben's our Jake Arrieta.
Yeah, right.
What, only shows up once every five shows, and when he does...
Shows up once every five shows, and when he does, it's a winner.
Yeah, right?
So does that make you Steve Bartman?
I'm not really sure. I'm probably more like the goat that caused this curse in the first place.
There you go.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. See everybody whenever we do another show. We're out.
Yeah, all right. God, damn it.
Bye.
Kill it already.
Bye.